Pesach. How do we know that? Because it says to the Bnei Aaron, Roshechem al Tifro, so Michlal, that normally an Avel may not cut his hair. Now, this din is applied for the Shloshim, right? This is really our first, we did Giyutz, I guess. But unlike Kibbutz, which is a din in Shiva, this is a din in Shloshim. How do we know it's a din in Shloshim? Because we didn't learn out para mi nazir, right? It says, it's a Gemara, Shloshim yom inalan, asya para mi nazir, ksif hasha roshechem al tifro, v'ksif hasam gadol parasa rosho, malal and Shloshim afkan Shloshim. How do we know that nazir is Shloshim yom? Because stan nazir Shloshim yom, my time amakra, Yia, which is gematria, plus in havo. Great. So that's how we come up with Shloshim. We already mentioned earlier that the Ravid holds that this is really a din d'iraisa, to sparse of Shloshim. After all, here we actually have a makor. Okay.
Isn't it a masmachta?
Well, that's the question. So the Ravid thinks it's a... For a nazir, it's a din d'iraisa. Stam nazir Shloshim yom. Maybe that's an asmachta and it's a lach moshim sinai, one way or the other, that will maisa.
Meaning...
The 30
days can't be daraisa.
No, that's what the Ravid holds. The Ravid holds that avelos of shloshim.
How can the gematria be daraisa?
Okay, it's however you know stam nazir shloshim yom. Is it an asmachta, and it's halacha moshe misinai, and the gematria is an asmachta, or maybe the gematria can serve as a real makor, whatever it is. It is a real makor. Now, it may be not by avelos, but the Ravid held even by avelos. And we saw, though, that all the other Rishonim don't accept the Ravid, and they assume that, no, even this din of getting a haircut for the Shloshim is also Dirabanan. Okay, maybe on the first day it's an Isur Deraisa, according to the Gaonim. Now, that's the Ikar Makor. This is really the Ikar Makor for the... even. It's not just this is the Makor for the Isur Shloshim for... haircuts, but this is the makor for the din of shloshim. Right? How do we come up with any notion of shloshim, avelos of shloshim? That's from here, as the Ravid says. The Rambam, though, has a different makor from Eishes Yifas Toar. That makor, as far as I know, is not brought in Shas, right? Vachzas aviyavesi ma'yarach yamim, which shows that avelos is a period of there is this concept of an avelos of 30 days. That's the makor that the Rambam brings. Maybe the Rambam quoted that source because it's kol more than just tisporas. In other words, if your whole source is para mi nazir, so then that's only going to be makor for tisporas. The Rambam is makor. The Rambam prefers his own makor because it highlights not just an iser tisporas for 30 days, but a concept, a broader concept of avelus for 30 days. Or if you put it differently, if there wasn't this concept of avelos of shloshim yom, we wouldn't have necessarily learned from para nisr tisporus of shloshim yom. But once we have this notion of avelos of shloshim yom that we learn out from uvachsa v'yasem yarach yamim, so then it makes sense that we're going to, based off of para mi nazir, to learn that tisporus is aser for shloshim yom. Now, okay, till now we've been taking for granted that the Isser Tisporus is Shloshim Yom, and that's it. But if you actually look at the Rambam, you get the impression that there's actually two dinim in Tisporus, one of Shiva, one in Shloshim. How do you see that? So in Halacha, Perkei, Halacha Aleph, he writes, we've seen this Halacha many times, Eilu Dvarim Sha'avel Aser Bahan, B'yom HaRishon Min HaTorah V'Shar Shiva Sayamim, Yimei Ha'avel Medivrayim, right? So there are 11 things that are aser midiraisa one day, midirabanan all 7 days, and the first one mentioned is iser lasaper. And then if you look over there, Perkei Halacha Beis, he writes, uminai and sha'avel aser bitisporas, shari hizir b'nei aron, roshecham al tifro, mechlal shakol misavel aser lasaper se'aro, el magadel pera. And this is in Perkei, which is where he discusses all the dinim of Shiva. No mention in Perkei is of the fact that it's Shloshim, just Shiva. Then you turn to Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. Medivrei sofrim shia avel noeg b'miktas divrei avelus kol shloshim yom. Uminayin l'shloshim yom sharei omer vachsas avi aves ima yerach yamim. Mechlal sh'avel mitzdayer shloshim yom. And then he says, these are the things that are aser for the shloshim yom. There are five things. Tisporas giyotz nisuin simchas mireyos and schayre l'medina l'medina. And he explains, b'tisporas keitzad. And he's a very interesting lashon. Keshem shasa l'saper se'ar gufo o l'galeach svamo o lakot tzipurna b'kli kol shiva kach, which he explained already in parakei, kach aser kol shloshim. And then he says, okay, that's for a man, but not for a woman. Ayin sham. So, the Rambam, the way he sets it up, is that there's basically two dinim. Parakei is the dinim of Tisparas Shiva, and Parak Vav is the din, the issur of Tisparas Shloshim. Now, why would you need two dinim? Why don't we just have one din? So, maybe it's just because he wants to make the first day Midoraisa. He sort of includes it in Parakei, where he discusses the dinim d'oraisa of day one. But I think it's more than that. He didn't have to create two separate isurim that way. But I think the Rambam gets it from the fact that, at least the Rambam thinks, that we will see, even within the halachas of Isser Tisporas, there's a difference between Shiva and Shloshim. For example, the Rambam's position is that Nashim are only Asuros and Tisporas during Shiva, not Shloshim. We'll talk about later why that is and why it makes a difference, right? Why should we have a difference between Shiva and Shloshim for Nashim? But it's precisely because the Rambam holds that there's Tzvei Dinim. There's the Isser Tisporas of Shiva and the Isser Tisporas of Shloshim, which again, for 90% of the time, overlap. But because there are these two Isurim, right, Tisporas both is on the list of 11 things that are Aser Shiva and 5 things that are Aser Shloshim, that we find such a dichotomy. For example, with respect to some of the other things, they're not listed in that. Right, let's give an example. Right, in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Eil Dvam Sh'avel Aser Bahen Kol Shloshim Yom. What is the Aser in? Isser Tisporas. So that one we said is already mentioned among this Shiva, right? The 11 things that are Aser Shiva. I don't know if there's I wonder if there's significance to the different formulation. Perkei, when he lists the things of Shiva, he writes Aser Lasaper, and in Perk Vav, where he writes the Isser of, for the Shloshim, he writes Vitisporas. Not sure. But anyway, what's the next one? Giyot.
Meaning, is also an Isser meaning
yeah.
The barber is also not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. That right, we'll talk about how that gets into the Shach and the Tass at the end of the seminal, so we'll talk about that, but you're correct. There's an Isser Melacha as well, but that's not Nichlal here. Okay. Just one second. So the first one appears in both lists, right? Number two in the Shloshim is Giyotz, right? So Giyotz did not appear in the list of Shiva. Nisuin is the third thing in the Shloshim. It didn't appear on the list of Shiva. Simchas Mireyos didn't appear in the list of Shiva. And Leilech B'Schayrem and Medina L'Medina didn't appear. Right? In other words, the only one that appears on both lists is Tisporas. So Tisporas is quite fascinating. In other words, there's the two dinim. It appears in both lists. There's the Isser of Tisporas Toch Shiva and the Isser of Tisporas Toch Shloshim. And as I said, because, again, even though usually they do overlap, but because these are the... So one application of this is that it's D'oraisa, meaning say the other four things that are mentioned for Shloshim, L'chora aren't D'oraisa on Yom Rishon, right? Only Tisporas, because that's the only one mentioned in Parakeh in that list. So that's one nafkamina of it being in Parakeh and Perek Vav. It's also D'oraisa. But the other nafkamina is again, these chilukim, like by Nashim. Yeah.
Even though his limud is from an isha is the last Torah.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Why would you have 30 days?
I mean, you could also.
She's not a foreign. That's not normally a velos.
I know. So okay. Well, no. But how far are we digging that?
That's the point. In other words, what does he prove from Eishes Yifas Tovar? That's not Avelos, right? Listen to his Lashon. Mechlal sha'avel mitzta'er kol shloshim. We see, you know, it might even reflect a psychological reality. Is there a formal mitzvah of vachsas avia vesima? No. It's a reflection of a reality that Avel's mitzvah kol shloshim yom. And that's the smach for Avela shloshim yom. Uminayin samchu l'shloshim yom, sharei omer uvachsas aviyah v'esima yarech yamim. That's not Avelos in a formal sense, but it's a smach that the Avel's mitzvah kol shloshim yom.
He has to use
the Gemara of
Nazir, then, to quote this. Avadeh. The question is why he quotes this one.
Why does he quote this one? He's not disagreeing with the Gemara. I was just trying to explain before. Why does he quote this and not the Gemara's Limud?
Okay.
So my point is, this tells us something a little more than a Gemara's Limud. Because he's looking for a makor for the concept of Avela Shloshim. Whereas the Gemara's Limud is a makor that Tespirus is also Shloshim Yom. How do we know that there's a concept of Avela Shloshim? So from the Gemara, the only makor you have is the Isra Tisparas happens to be Shloshim Yom. So you see there's a concept of Avela Shloshim Yom. The Rambam quotes a makor that teaches us the general concept of Avela Shloshim. Again, obviously it's not a Din D'oraisa, it's a smach, but a smach for the notion of Avel Mitzvah Shloshim Yom. And now, why is Tisparas fall under this list? Okay, para minazir, b'chulei b'chulei. Fine. If you look at the Ritz Gaius over here, it's quoted by the Torah, he writes a very interesting idea. We'll get to this a little later. But he holds that with respect to shaving a mustache, toch shivatz aser, lachar shivatz mutter. So again, we see a difference between Shiva and Shloshim with respect to Tisporas. Number one was in the Rambam with respect to women. And number two is in the Ritz Gaius with respect to the mustache. Now again, you could sort of understand this in one of two ways. You could understand Batsim that there's two totally separate Isurim, which is, I think, the Mashmaos of the Rambam, one which is Shaykh to men and one to women. Or you could say, no, Batsim, it's one Isur, but it's more chamor during the Shiva, like Rav Shachter said. In other words, Toch Shiva, it's Nivel Lagamri. So, and therefore it's only Mutter B'Mekom Tzar. Okay, so you're not going to, the Ritz Gaius says you're not allowed to, you're not, that won't matter your cutting your mustache. Right? Okay, it's not going to be Tzar if you're for 5 days of mustache growth in terms of your food. But, Shloshim, since it's only Aser Nivel B'Mekom Tzar, it's Mutter, right? In other words, it's not that fundamentally you could have explained the Ritz Gaius, these are two separate dinim of Tespiras. It's that it's one din of Tespiras that's more chamor during the Shiva and more kal during the Shloshim, because the, you know, Shiva is defined by being Nivel Harbe and Shloshim is defined by Nivel B'miktas. Or you could say the Pshat is like the Rambam, which is that there's two dinim in the Isser of Tispiras. There's a Tispiras of Shiva, there's a Tispiras of Shloshim. Once we're on the topic of mustache, so let's talk about what the other Rishonim say about this. So, did you have a question, Yuri?
We'll leave until after the session.
Okay. So, the Gemara Yud Chesam Beis says, Rebbe Hitir Legaleach the mustache. Right? It explains the Shafa, Vishalt Stadim, Shema'ak, right? Now, what makes a mustache so special? Answer is that it's ma'akev the achil. It's not just an issue of aesthetics, right? Even people that go their whole life growing their beards, very, very long beards, they don't cut their beards for Kabbalah or whatever, right? They, generally speaking, cut their mustaches. Otherwise, it would be very hard to eat. It is true. Hasidim cut their mustaches.
Like,
Chabad seem to have like long mustaches. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say about everybody. I don't know. Like,
I mean, if you never, Kabbalah, I thought I'll pick Kabbalah. Like, everything is a problem. Maybe I'm wrong.
The Hasidim I know, who don't ever cut their beards, cut their mustaches. That's I can't say about all Hasidim. They're fakers. You know, like they're Indian people that don't cut their mustaches, but they like roll it up and it goes up to here, right? But in other words, if you don't roll your mustache up into a thing and you don't cut it, then it's going to be very hard to eat. It's good for diet, maybe, you know, but you have to drink everything with a straw. I think even the Hasidim that have longer mustaches, I think they do cut their mustaches. So anyway, but that's one way or the other, whatever Hasidim do. That's the reason why, that's what Rebbe was saying. Now, the question is, what is Rebbe talking about? As we know from other places in Waikatan, it's not always clear if you're talking about Avelus or Chol HaMoed. So some read that Gemara talking about Chol HaMoed. Even a Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to shave, you've got a haircut, you are allowed to trim your mustache if it's getting in the way of food. And some say it's talking about Avelus Toch Shloshim. And some say it might even be talking about Avelus Toch Shiva. In other words, you read that Gemara as being Matir one of three things. Nothing to do with Avelus, only Chol HaMoed, or Avelus Shloshim, that's what the Ritz Gaya said, but not Shiva, or even doing Matir Toch Shiva. So the Ramban writes, based off of the Yerushalmi, and this is also quoted by the Darkei Moshe, Katan Aleph, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that even during Shiva, you're allowed to be trim your mustache. That's the pshat of the Ramban, the Yerushalmi. Now, you know, we wonder why this is. In other words, you know, during Shiva, we never have any kulas except, you know, maybe the Makom Tzar, right? Like Istinus. So is it really like so much Tzar that you can't, again, we're not dealing with too much growth. It's 7 days. It's not that much Tzar, right? If you're able to eat before, again, it might get a little bit in your food. It might get dirty. But that much Tzar, why are we making? So maybe the pshat is, we'll see at the very end of our simon, the Nekudas HaKesef writes, he's explaining why it's mutter for a mohel to cut his nails for the mila. But his answer is that since ein kavanaso mishumnai, it's mutter. And it could be that this is the yisod that the Ramban is saying, which is that the iser of tespires is an iser when it's tikkun for nai. Right? So if you're only trimming your mustache so it doesn't get in the way of food, it's not to look nicer. You know, you're just taking off whatever is necessary so you could eat without getting dirty. So that is not tespires lanai, and that's why it's mutter even during Shiva, because it's not like the hatter of Istinus or Tsar or the like. I don't think this would rise to that level of Tsar that would be matir you to violate Dinei Shiva. No. The pshat is all Isser was said lanai. So when it's functional and not lanai, then it's not the chal yisr. That's what the Ramban is saying. You know, ke'en zeh, you'll look at the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chamude Daniel, that it's mutter to shave the area where you want to put on the bankis. Who knows what bankis are? You don't know? So bloodletting, right? Bloodletting. Well, the more common way of doing bloodletting is not through leeches. It's you use a cup, a suction cup, and it sucks out the blood from your skin. Now, how do you get, right, you put in a little piece of coal, and as the coal, none of you did this? As the coal burns, so it burns the oxygen. So that creates suction in the cup. And then that suction sucks out your blood. This is a very healthy practice. Everybody knows that. So, you know, for it to work, if you have hair, it's not going to work there because I guess it won't. It'll be ma'akev, the suction. And so you're allowed to, if you need to, if you really need to shave to have the bunkus, so that's mutter, right? And the yisod is the same thing. You know, I don't think he's just makel because the guy's sick. So it's pashat. He's being makel. You need it. It's tzayir harbe, but it's not sick. So why are we makel? We're makel. Because that's not lanai, right? Kain Zad, the they'll maybe we'll talk about some other applications of this principle. Okay. So far we had, again, one opinion is the Ramban, that mustache is mutter even during Shiva. The Ravid and the Rambam all hold that it's Aser Tol Shloshim, the entire Shloshim, you can never shave your mustache. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is a Kula and Chochos Cholamayed. Cholamayed Ramekel to prevent your eating. But in terms of Avelis, it's Aser Tol Shiva, it's Aser Tol Shloshim.
It's only less than 7 days.
What?
Like 2 days.
What, Chalmoyd?
Like,
yeah, but because Chalmoyd, you're not trying to retire yourself. It's a totally different Indian. The whole reason why you can't shave on Chalmoyd, really, you should be allowed to shave Chalmoyd, Sarah Chalmoyd, right? No, they made a special gzeira to make sure people go into Yantif not looking menuvalim. So, let's say the barber didn't do a good job trimming your mustache on Erev, on Chol HaMoed, right? Sometimes happens for those of us who trim our own beards. So it's easy to forget to do your mustache. So now, you followed what Chazal said, and before Yantif, you trimmed your beard, you gave yourself a haircut, you're looking great, and then comes along Chol HaMoed, and you realize, oh, whoops, I forgot my mustache. Now it's getting in the way of my food. So yeah, you could do that. Right? You're not. There's no Indian to be mitzvah. It's totally different than the issur of tisparis and avelos and the issur of tisparis chalamoid have nothing to do with each other. Totally different halachos. So anyway, so that's when the kula of trimming your mustache applies. So for simchas yantif, so you don't your food, you know, but that's not a kula for avelos. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Ravid says. And then they have the Ritz Gaius. And the Ritz Gaius writes, as we mentioned, a very interesting pshara, that it's Aser Toch Shiva Mutter Toch Shloshim. We said maybe the pshara, we had two pshatim before, but the more interesting pshat in the Ritz Gaius is that he holds like the Rambam, that there's two dinim of Tispiris, there's a din of Shiva, and there's a din of Shloshim. Fine. So how does the Beis Yosef paskin? The Beis Yosef says we paskin like the Rambam, Lachmir, so it's Aser all of Shloshim. The problem is that when you get to the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin's like the Ritz Gaius. Ask the Shach Sif Katan Aleph, Tema! What in the world did the Rav Yosef Karo do? Why did he change his mind from what he wrote in the Beis Yosef that we Paskin like the Rambam, like, to the Ritz Gaius? And Stamazay, it's like very strange. Like, the Ritz Gaius is a is like a das yachid, right? Most of Rishonim either fall into the camps of saying it's always mutter, like the Ramban, or it's always aser, like the Rambam and the Ravid, right? The Ritz Gaius, like, why would you pick the Ritz Gaius? If you look at the Gain, he writes that the reason why the Mechaber paskin this way in the Shulchan Aruch is it's like a hachra. It's halfway between the two shitos. It's an Indian of... So that's why he paskin this way. He picked this opinion. But the Gram himself, if you take a look, says no. Lemaisa, you could be maker like the Ramban based off the Yerushalmi. That seems to be the correct opinion. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi like the Ramban. So Lemaisa, the Gain, would be maker even during Shiva. So the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to only be maker afterwards. There's also a discussion. You need to. Usually you could probably wait till after the show is over. But if necessary, maybe you could be selling Chanagra. Right here. I think Sifkan base. No need to check it out.
Yes.
See it? Okay. Good. Fine. Again, Rabbeinu Tam said even when you're Makel, they will only Makel, Batar, Velobi, Mesparayim. We'll see that kula comes up by later by Tachfu Avelov, but that's not quoted Lalacha. Okay. The Pesachei Tshuva, Sifka Nalef, quotes from the Note of Yehuda that a Sandek or a Moel, even though you're a Sandek or a Moel, still Aser B'Tispayres. Maybe Avia Ben could be Mekel. That's what some Achronim say. Okay, Siv Beis is some interesting Halachos, which is that, let's say, a person... I started getting a haircut, and he hears, oh my goodness, his relative died. So he's allowed to finish his haircut. Why? Kavod HaBrios. Right? Imagine going around with half your hair chopped off and half of it on. And likewise, if the barber is giving somebody a haircut, and then he finds out that his relative died, so he could also finish the haircut. That's a little bigger of a chiddush of Kavod HaBrios, because you could have thought that's not going to be mutter if it's kumbaseh, right? Sheval Tas says is we're making for Kavod HaBrios for deraisa. Kumbaseh we're machmir if it's a din deraisa. So it'd be an interesting question if you held Avel Shem Rishon is deraisa and Malach is deraisa and this is that. Anyway, that's what we say. Something to think about. Now the post comes say, of course, since the hatter in this case is because of Kavod HaBrios, then luchayra if there's another barber in town, then you know, just get the other barber to finish the haircut. There's no reason why the Avel should finish the haircut himself, have his partner finish the haircut. But if there's no other barber in town, then the barber himself, who lost the relative, would be able to finish the haircut. If you look, there's a very strange Ruki Vega over here, quoting the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, that the shear over here is like we say over there. Lo yeshev lifnei asapar samach lemincha. We say over there, me'em asai, Haschalas tisporas mishaniach maforas safarim al birkav. It's like the bib, I think. Which the has nothing to do with Kavod HaBrios, right? If it's Kavod HaBrios, so it should only be if you actually started the haircut, not prepared, you know, for the haircut. There it makes sense over there. It's talking about tefillah, so you know you'll still be able to daven mincha, even though even if he finishes. Yoni will tell you the Lundership Shatan we said last year, and therefore it leads to explain that. But it's a little interesting. Okay. Case of Gimel are exceptions, like double takfu aveilav after you went on a trip, and the like. Ein Sham Sif Dalid is avivi. Yeah.
The difference between, like, it also appears better than of takfu aveilav after having been impossible to, like, shave, to get a haircut or something. Is that it's mutter in the first avelus as opposed to having to wait until after the first avelus is over?
This kula of takfu avelav is no. The only time it's mutter is it's like a triple thing. If you're mutter legaleach b'chol moed, like you got let out of jail, plus takfu avelav, then it's mutter legaleach kedarko toch shiva. And if takfu avelav without that, without having the being motor and cholamoid, so then it's motor betar velo b'misparayim, and only bitsina and the like. Okay, siv dalid. So the Gemara says in Waikatan chaf beis and beis that al kol hameisim galech lachar shloshim alav vimo achi gubo chaveiro. So this is really the first time we've had a chance to discuss this very interesting halacha of achi gubo chaveiro. What exactly is meant by this? And we'll talk about a number of questions. For example, do you need the friend to actually be goer bo, or is it talking about a shear? And moreover, is it something that happens once or repeats? So, but first let's talk about regel. So the Rambam, the Smag, the Nod Bihut, the Nimuke Yosef, Beis Yerushalmi, the Ramban, Tur, Ramah, Shulchan Aruch all say that regel has nothing to do with this. Right? In other words, let's say Ragel came before Yigur Bo Chaveirav. A week after the Shloshim ended was a Yantif. It's not yet, his hair isn't long enough for Yigur Bo Chaveirav, but Ragel came. Ragel doesn't change anything. And the Ramban says, of course that's going to be true, because if you thought Ragel ended this, so Memela, you'd never have Yod Beis Chodesh, because you always have Regel Lifnei Yod Beis Chodesh. Whereas if you think it's Talin Shir Giroi, so conceivably it could be Yod Beis Chodesh at the very least. Now, Agav, you might see from here a Shtickel Raya to Rebiki Veger. Because if you didn't learn like Rebiki Veger, you could have said, okay, no, Regel stops it, but then it starts again until the next Regel. Unless you say, no, once you said it's Talin Regel, then it's clearly only a one-time din. Because Regel ends the period of Yod Beis Chodesh. And if that's pshat, so we never should have called it Yod Beis Chodesh. We should have just said, not a Regel. So that's the Ramban's proof. The Sari Shonim seem to disagree. That goes Maimini, the Tur B'Shem B'Smak, the Nimuka Yosef B'Shem Yishomrim all say that pagabar ragel la'achar shloshim, it's mutter even without yigaru bo chaveiro. What about the Ramban Shaila? Maybe we only say Yud Beis Chodesh about things that there's no din of Giroi, right? In other words, Yud Beis Chodesh is said about things. It doesn't say over here in the Gemara that Eino Megaleach Yud Beis Chodesh. It says Eino Megaleach Ad Shigru Bo Chaveiro. When do we have the concept of Yud Beis Chodesh? That's talking about things like Beis HaMishta, which don't have simcha, goes Yud Beis Chodesh. There's no din of Yigru Bo Chaveiro for simcha. So that's when we have the principle of Yud Beis Chodesh. But when it comes to things that there's a kula of Yigru Bo Chaveiro, like it says over here, it's Avel is Aser Betis Barasat Yigru Bo Chaveiro. So then, Yantif also would end that period. Well, in other words, what the Smag is basically saying is that regel is the same thing as giroi. So in pagabo a regel achashloshim, giru bo chaveiro, that's enough to end this period and get a haircut. Obviously, regel toshloshim doesn't work, because just like a gara toshloshim doesn't work. That's the simple understanding. Now, how do we paskin? We don't paskin like the Smag. We paskin like the Rov Rishonim, that Regel's Lomal of Lomorid. Now, if you look at the Bishchei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel, this is certainly the Mashmaos of the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Tes Sif Hei, that Ge'ara does not work if, even in conjunction with Regel, if it's Toch Shloshim. Right, and the Pesach Tshuva quotes this from the Tshuva Me'ava as well. And why is everybody saying this? Because not like the Note of Yehuda. The Note of Yehuda, now he's not so sure about it, but he's Note Lahatir L'halacha V'lo L'maisa. What does he say? He says, Garu Bo Chaveiro Kodim Shloshim, and the Ragel comes, it's Mutter. So the Pesach Tshuva says, I don't know what he's talking about. And again, just look at Simon Shin Pei Tesif Hei. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here has the same objection. Just look quickly. Shin Pei Tes Hei. It says, talking about the Isser Giot. Bel Aviv Imo Aser Ad Shiagia HaRagel Achar Shloshim V'Yiru Bo Chaveiro. Right? When does Ragel make a difference? Achar Shloshim V'Yiru Bo Chaveiro. But Ragel Tolstoshim V'Yiru Bo Chaveiro is Lomal of Lomorid. Right, so what in the world is the Note of Yehuda talking about? That if you have Regel Tov Shloshim plus Yigru Bo Chaveiro, it works. It's against the Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. That's the kash everybody asks on the Note of Yehuda. In other words, if we put it a little differently, Pesach Tshuva says that there's basically three shiurim. Right, there's Shiva, there's Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. The shiur of the Isser Tisporas is Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent. Right, again, Yud Beis Chodesh is only for parents. The shear of the Isser for Tisporas for parents is Yud Beis Chodesh. Except they were Mekel Kashi Yigaru. So, Regel could be Mevatel Shiva. Regel could be Mevatel Shloshim. Can't be Mevatel both of them at once. And therefore, even if it's a Mevatel Shloshim, it's not Mevatel Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Ramban says that Ragel doesn't have any effect on Yud Beis Chodesh, because if it did, then you'd never have Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's the opinion that we accept. So therefore, Ragel should basically make no difference. That's the way the Pesach Tshuva was saying that. So what's the Note of Yehuda saying? No, Note of Yehuda is saying that it's not Shayach an Isser Tisporas Achar Shloshim K'shegaru Bo Chaveiro. Now, practically speaking, Toch Shloshim, it's not going to make a difference. Let's say after 20 days, your friends start saying you look horrible. They could say that all they want, but that doesn't have an effect, Toch Shloshim. But it's still a shear, right? In other words, it's true. And therefore, Mimela, when the Regel is Mevatel Shloshim, it's going to be Mutter. In other words, What happens over here is very simple. Let's imagine day 15 of the Shloshim. The Avil's friends come up to him and says, "Ach, Mamish, you look terrible. Your hair is so long." So he's reached the shir about Shiru Bochaveiro, right? Now, that doesn't affect his status. Why? Because Toch Shloshim Gara doesn't help. But it's real. In other words, he's reached that stage. He's passed the stage of Yiru Bochaveiro. Right? Again, think of it as a shir. You know, that's how long his hair is. Good. So now, when Ragel is Mivatel, the Shloshim, right? Let's say on day 20, day 15, his friends told him he looked terrible. Then comes along on day 20, the Ragel is Mivatel, the Shloshim. So he's already passed the Shir Yirui. So Mimela, it should be Mutter for him to take a haircut for Yontif. Right? Let's say the day after Yontif. He surely could take a haircut. Let's imagine it's Shavuos, right? So a guy goes ahead, he... on day 10 of his Avelos is Shavuos. So what happens? So the Regel is Mevatel the Shloshim. So the day after Shavuos, you know, which is really day 15 from the death, let's say, day after Shavuos, he could get a haircut if his friends tell him he looks terrible. That's for sure. So the Noda Yudah is saying, so let's say his friends told him beforehand, and Ragel was Mevatel the Shloshim. So just like he could wear Begadim Meguhatzim on Shavuos, so he should also be able to take a haircut or shave for Shavuos. That's the logic of the Noda Yudah. This could relate to the smock and Ramban Machlokas earlier, but we won't go there. Now, Now, how do we paskin? So as I mentioned, the Pischei Tshuva over here is Machmir, and the Yud is Machmir. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kuf Mem Ches, Sifkat Lamedad, sounds like he's no Mekel, like the Noda Yehuda. It's also the Mashmos of Simon Shin Tzadi Tes Dalet. Let's take a look quickly. Shin Tzadi Tes Dalet. Now, the Gilyon Marsha over here tries to get out of the deal. But the simple reading, let's read Shin Tzadi Tes Dalet. Ha de regel mevatel zera shloishim b'shar meisim avav imo sh'asa l'saper achigur bo chavero afilu pagabo regel achar shloishim yom eino mevatel. Sounds like, why is it Eno Mevato? Because it's not yet Achiru Bo Chavero. Right? But otherwise, it would be Mevato. So, you could try to get out of the Diuk. Take a look at the Gilyon Marsha. It does sort of sound that way. So, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Mekel.
Where's the Mishnah Berurah?
Tav Kuf Mem Chesif Lamed Dalet. However, the Mishnah, if you look at all the new printings of the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at the old standard printing that, like, everybody had till 10 years ago, 15 years ago, he was Mekel from the Elia Rabba. If you look at all the new printings of the Mishnah Berurah, he's Machmir. Why? I don't know who was the one who made this editorial decision, but it's because it's based off the Elia Rabba, and the Elia Rabba is only Mekel im Garu B'Yom Shloshim. Right? Not Kodim Shloshim, B'Yom Shloshim. In other words, it's not necessarily the Kula, the Noda B'Yudah. It's a different kula. If garu b'yom shloshim, so that's ola lakan ulakan, and then it could be everybody would agree you could get a haircut. Yeah, that's what the Eli Rabba is saying. Lemais, if you look at all the Kitzer books, they're all machmir, but I think Rabbi Willig is meiko. He has a meiri that's mefurish to be meiko, a meiri b'shem gedoyle mefarshim, and he thinks that there's no raya from Simon Shin Pei Tes, because in that case there's no ga'ara ad shloshim yom. But here there is ga'ara kodem ha-ragel, so therefore memel it's aser. So this is a big nafkamina. Where is it a nafkamina for? Then the classical nafkamina would be for shaving. In other words, for shaving, I guess we'll talk a little bit more next time, but someone who's clean shaven. So then the sheer ga'ara is very, very quick, right? Haircuts, so you know, Shir Ga'ara might be a couple months, but for someone who's clean shaven, they already look pretty geschlechtig after a couple of days. Some people quicker, some people longer. But if you so now the question is, someone whose regel is mevatal the shloshim. So if you all like the note of Yehuda, I'll be able to shave for the yantif. You hold not like the note of Yehuda, you hold like the pischei tshuva Reb Veger. So then, right before Yantif. Well, just like we're going to see, that when Yantif is mevatel the aveilos, so the things that you can't do on Yantif that you'd need to do before Yantif, you could do right before Yantif. Just like, we'll see the same thing for showering and other things. I mean, that's the question: could you shower on Yantif? But theoretically. Okay.
Wait, so according to this schedule of the Kivya, you would be able to shave?
You would not be able to, because you need first the shloshim to be batel, and after the shloshim is batel, you need yirbo chadero. Right? There's three shiurim. Whereas according to the note, three shiurim. There's shiva, shloshim, and yirbo chadero. Right? But here, the note reader is saying, no. Very simple. That You already reached Yigur Bochaveru. It doesn't help Tav Shloshim, but Memela, the instant that the Regel is Mevatel the Shloshim, so then, since he's already passed the stage of Yigur Bochaveru, he's going to be allowed to shave. Just like we're going to allow him to put on Big Day Pishtan Migu Hatzim on Yantif, so we should be allowed to shave right before Yantif. Okay. Good. So we will, Be'ezus Hashem, finish up Shin Tzadi tomorrow. There's a lot of very interesting practical questions, and then we'll get to probably the most commonly asked questions in Hilchos Aveilos are all in Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph. Can I go to weddings? Can I go to bar mitzvahs? What if I'm a waiter? What if I sit on the side? What if I fold the napkins? All the exciting questions. What if it's children? What if it's cousins? What if it's a Sadek Kiddushin? All those are questions of that Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow.